record these
and put them on the website under events. So if you ever want to go back and listen to them, they're recorded. So everybody kind of sinking in to the chair and feeling your feet on the ground, really ground down strong. There's a lot of high vibration energy in the room right now, and we'll continue to be here throughout the channel meditation. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Christine Jalbert. I am the owner of Higher Self Massage and Healing. And I try to hold these channel meditation group healings about once a month. And I never know beforehand what's gonna come through. But we set a template in here, and there's a very high vibration template that we're in right now. And there are a lot of angels and guides and divine beings here. So it's important to feel your sits bones beneath you and your feet on the ground. It's important to feel grounded so you can hold the vibration and the energy that's coming through. If at any point in time you start to feel dizzy, feel your feet more strongly on the floor, you can make your backbone straighter. Feel your connection to the earth so you can hold the capacity, increase your capacity to hold what's coming through. Everybody just start feeling into their own body. Dropping down to heart center, coming down out of the head, dropping into heart center. Beautiful heart center. See that green light, that emerald green light? That is your heart chakra. Open, opening, open, front and back. Start to taste the sweet nectar of the divine love that is your heart chakra. The divine human love that is your heart chakra. Now expand. Expand the energy in your heart center. Resonating, vibrating. Surrendering into its power, its love. Its all-encompassing nectar. Allow yourselves to be taken by it. Allow yourself to surrender to its sweet nectar. Feel yourself, your essence, your love expanding in the vastness, in the silence, in the space that is provided here. Fine-tuning into this frequency that is your heart center. to Gaia so you can expand your capacity to hold this immense love, this immense bliss, this immense pleasure. We are here today to talk with you about the sacred human heart. We are here today to introduce to you your capacity to love, your capacity to receive, your capacity to connect, your capacity to unite with one another. Today to teach, to instruct, to demonstrate on the world's capacity to love. And each of you, a microcosm of that world. You see, the work is here. Within each one of you at heart center. The shifting, the transformation, the transfiguration and awakening of this planet takes place at your heart center. That is how big you are. That is how precious you are. That is how beloved you are. That is how critical you are. That is how essential you are. Feel the influx of love coming into the back of your heart center, between your shoulder blades, infusing your heart center, welling up. Feel, see, hear, taste the emerald green light that is infusing within you, expanding. It is important to have the human experience of this love, which is why we are focused here today on the second level of the field, the green heart center, the human experience of love. For that is divine too. It is here experiencing this emerald green light, this human love, this divine human love, that one can start to also then feel the hues, the strands of rose-colored light coming in from the fourth level of the field. Feel these now infusing into the heart center, front and back. So there is a river of emerald green coming in, laced with rose-colored currents, infusing in from the back and the front, like a glorious river coming into into your heart center. Allow your center to expand, to be able to hold, increase in capacity, all the divine nectar that is flowing in for you, all the love. Inviting in your own personal guides to come stand behind you. One behind and one in front. We are going to be simultaneously experiencing different levels of love, different levels of light at heart center. So feel, see, hear, taste, experience the emerald green river that flows into your heart, laced with the rose-colored currents, which is the fourth level of the field. And now we're adding into this mix liquid light, clear liquid light. It's a very divine high vibration energy, sixth level and above. Allow that to come in simultaneously with the emerald green and the rose colored lights that are already streaming and filling your heart center. Allow the river to flow within. Allow yourself to continually expand and open to hold more and more love, more and more divinity, more and more bliss, more and more divine pleasure. Guides, one front, one in back, are helping your expansion, your increasing of capacity to hold. Allowing you to surrender in, feel safe, expanding, opening, and receiving. We are multidimensional beings. We are here to fully experience all that comes with the human incarnation, which includes the experience of connecting in or consummation with Gaia, the Earth. Feel her now. Connect in with her now through the first chakra. Feel that consummation with sacred feminine energy, the sacred divine feminine. Commune with her here. Tap into her here, while at the same time allowing the streams of love to continually flow into your heart. Feel her solidity, her strength, her grace. Feel how much she holds, how much she can hold you, how solid you are when you are connected in with her. Feel the nature of Mother Divine, the frequency of Mother Divine, and know that you vibrate at that same frequency as well when you're in true health, true wellness, true center. This is your base, this is your foundation. Feeling both Gaia and heart center. Keep feeling the heart center. Keep feeling the flow of the energy, the emerald green light, the rose colored hues, and the liquid clear light. All swirling into your heart center, all filling as you are connected. With this energy at heart center and connection to Gaia, come up slightly just below belly button, front and back, to your second chakra, your sacral chakra. And start to feel into this beautiful energy, this energy of bliss, of pleasure, of sensuality, of sexuality, of life force, of creativity. Feel this orange. Orange and salmon colored energy infusing into your second chakra, all the while feeling the currents at heart center and the connection to Gaia. Feel how complete you are becoming, how embodied you are becoming. You see, awakening is not about shutting down or shutting off part of who you are. Rather, it is about enlivening every part of who you are, filling every part of who you are with your life force, with the divine life force. Becoming enlivened in every area, becoming connected at every place, at every energetic center, at every level. Awakening is about embodiment and connection. And becoming alive. Experiencing life force in every area of your being. Feel the pleasure at second chakra. Feel the pleasure. That is divine too. Connect with your life force here, your sensuality, your potent aliveness. And then coming up to your solar plexus, your third chakra, as you're connected into Gaia, as you're fully embodied in your second chakra, in your sensuality, in your sexuality, in your pleasure, your creativity, coming up to your third chakra. Feel the glorious sunshine, the yellow, beautiful light coming in. Feel how pure, how light vibration it is. It's very fine, this third chakra energy. feel the clarity in this place, the centeredness in this place. Feel the mental focus in this place, divine logic, the rational, but rational with divine clarity. The centeredness here in this place. Experiencing who you are in the world, understanding your place, feeling your place. Honoring self. All the while connected into Gaia, all the while experiencing your sensuality, all the while feeling your divine rational mind, all the while feeling the profound love that is emanating into and from your heart center with emerald green, rose color, and clear liquid light. Inviting your guides to come make contact at your first chakra, connection with Gaia. Feel the power, the solidity, the safety here in this place. Inviting your guides to make contact with the back and front of your second chakra, your sacral chakra. Feeling your life force here. Your sensuality, your sexuality, and the pleasure on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Inviting your guides to make contact also with your third chakra, solar plexus. Infusing with this vibration, this fine, fine energy. So beautifully fine. Like sunshine. And inviting your team of guides and angels to come make contact with you at heart center, first from the back, so that you can then hold the contact in the front. Feel the sweetness here, the fullness here, maybe even the vulnerability here. How open can you be? How much can you allow in? coming to high heart for a moment. It's on your sternum, it's above your heart center. Not quite at the notch in your low neck, it's between your heart and the notch at your low neck. Come to your sternum. Feel your soul seat. That houses your soul's longing. Feel this bright, emanating light. So white, so high vibration here. And allow it to glow, allow it to shine bright. Feel your longing. Align your longing with these energetic centers that you've enlivened already. Allow them to feed one another. Feel the longing, the ache even. What is it that your soul truly longs for? And then come to heart center as though you are blazing a trail between your soul's longing, your soul seat, and the center of your heart. Finding the peace that resides at the center of your heart and connecting that peace, that all-pervading knowingness with your longing. That it shall be done. That it shall be realized. That you shall be quenched. That you are fulfilled. That your longing is already met. In a dimension that you are proceeding towards. This awakening process. Feel that connection. It is already done. There is no need to fear. There is no need to feel unmet, unrequited. It is already done. You are just walking towards that place to meet yourself where you have already been united, consummated. And while holding this, holding your connection with Gaia, your second, your third, your fourth, your soul's longing in this path from your soul's longing to the center of your heart, that vastness of nothingness that holds everything, that place of sublime inner peace and the gnosis, the understanding, the deep knowledge that that has already been done. Your soul's longing has already been met, and you are on your way simply to realize and recognize and experience that consummation. Coming up to the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. Feel the high vibration in this place. emerald green, the rose-colored light, and the clear liquid light. The heart chakra is the base for all of your experience in human form. It is the starting point. It is the source. Allow it to feed every other energetic center in your body. Feeling into the throat chakra, front and back. Sky blue light infusing in front and back. You're nourished. Your career is fulfilling. You speak truth. You access the truth of your heart, the wisdom of your heart, and express it. Clearly, with love, powerfully, with love. And you are nourished here. Leaving the team of guides at the front and back, making contact front and back with your heart chakra. Ask for additional contact now in your fifth. Energizing, clearing, inviting in the Merkaba. To balance, clear, and charge. Feel the masculine principle spinning clockwise, 21, the feminine principle, the downward triangle spinning counterclockwise, 34, spinning, spinning, opening, expanding. Clearing. And then up into your throat chakra. Now coming up to your sixth, your third eye. Feel into your pineal gland, the center of your head. Behind your third eye, expanding, enlivening, brightening. Allow that clear liquid light to infuse all around and within your pineal gland and your pituitary. Allow these divine lights to bathe. Allow your pineal and pituitary glands to be bathed in this clear liquid light. So soothing, so high vibration. Keeping your ground with Gaia. Keeping your open heart center. Thank you. feeling all the levels at once now that have been thus far opened and enlivened. Coming up to the seventh chakra, high vibration, crown chakra at the top of your head. High, 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 white light. Making contact here with your star. The divine masculine energy, while at the same time feeling tapped in and connected, your connection with Gaia, the divine feminine, and the balance of the two at heart center. Feel the consummation of the two at heart center. So you are consummated, you are connected in with the divine feminine through your root. You are connected in with the divine masculine at your crown, and they are consummated with one another at your heart center. Feel this now. The beautiful unification of masculine and feminine at heart center. The beautiful dance that they do with one another, each seeking the other, each experiencing penetration by and with the other, each experiencing unification with the other, understanding the Vesica Pisces, understanding the feminine sphere from the bottom, Gaia, the masculine sphere from the top of the crown, and the interplay, the interconnection between the two at heart center, which is the Vesica Pisces, which is the doorway to ascension, to awakening, to full embodiment. You see the darkness that has been the rejection of the feminine that has been happening in the history of humanity. Full awakening and embodiment can only happen with the embracing of the two, the feminine and the masculine. Embrace them both now. Allow the equal forces to come within heart center, the sacred dance of the two, the masculine and the feminine, forming the Vesica Pisces at heart center. Feel that pulsing through you now. Take this Vesica Pisces. This is the overlap of two circles, masculine and feminine, and the overlap of the two at heart center. And overlay, bring in the Merkaba as the Vesica Pisces is here at heart center. You're going to expand the experience of this unification, this divine consummation of the Vesica Pisces. You're going to expand. to expand. The masculine principle spinning right, 21, feminine left, 34. Allow it to take you. There's a lot of light that fills in this place. See if you can experience that now. See if you can allow yourself to surrender to it, to allow it to take you over. And as you're doing this, feel how embodied you are at every level, at every chakra, in every dimension. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh chakras. In your heart dimension, your core essence, feel the pleasure, feel the love, the human love, the divine love, the spiritual love. Feel your sensuality, your sexuality, feel your power and your connection to Gaia. Feel your ascension to the divine. Feel all of it here for you, all at once, in this embodied, fully embodied place. How much can you hold? How much can you experience? How much can you embody the potency of who you truly are? Feeling the peace, the still point at heart center that is in the center of this all. The place of nothingness which holds everything. Peace, that tranquility, that serenity, as you experience at the same time the bliss of embodiment. And in this place, inviting your guides to place their hand on the front of your heart chakra so that you can feel the love, the beauty, the essence seeping in to your heart and into your heart center. yourself to be held in this place. It's okay, I'm going to come around and offer the opportunity to have contact at the heart center. And if it's not something that resonates for you in this moment, just shake your head no and I'll move on. Maintaining your ground, maintaining this high vibration, feeling your heart swell, feeling your guides around you, feeling the aliveness, of every area, every chakra, and the connection with your soul's longing to your heart center, and the peace that is there at the zero point at heart center. The consciousness that holds all of this, that feels all of this, that provides the space and the silence to hold all of this. Feel that too. center, at your heart center, the zero point in the center of your heart, feeling the heart line that comes from your heart center, meeting it out into the center of this circle, making contact at the center as though this is a wheel with spokes coming in. Have that line from your heart center to the center of the wheel that is the center of this circle, meeting each other's heart centers in the center of this room, building the capacity and the potency and the frequency, connecting in each one of our heart centers at our own unique essence, bringing our own unique essence, our own unique vibration with full capacity of love. Good. Now seeing a tunnel, there is a tower that is white light that's coming down into the core of the earth, what is the center of our hearts in the spoke of this wheel, is coming down our conjunctive heart lines from heart center down to the core of the earth, up to the sky. There is a pillar of white light that forms in the center that is the amalgamation of all of our heart centers having come together in this high, high frequency, this high, high vibration. Feel yourself in contact with one another, and at the same time feel your unique essence in this pillar of white light that is the amalgamation of all of us here. And in this sacred place, in this sacred pillar of light, speak so softly to yourself in a whisper if you choose, your longing, your declaration, your intention. For we are holding one another in this place. We are standing with one another, for one another, for our very highest truth, our very highest and best good. For the manifestation, the fruition of all of who we are, our longings met, our purpose fulfilled. Speak it here in this space, in this sacred space, in this white pillar of light, to yourself, for all of us to hold it here. In sacred space, what is it that you long for most? And so it is. And for each of us to speak out and declare either, and so it is, or I hold.